are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. And we're back on the air. I'm really glad this is happening because there was a chance that I wasn't going to be able to do my show this week due to a Bison game, but it just so happens that the game was Saturday morning, this morning, and not now, when it is time for music. Do you not agree? It's time for us to sit back and listen to some fantastic tunes, taking us through some popcorn R&B, garage, psych, soul. For those of us in Winnipeg, there is a record show happening. Rock and Richards Record Swap is happening on Sunday. So I'm definitely going to be picking up a handful of records. Who knows? You never know what these things. I could walk away with nothing, but I'm sure that I will find something because I am always trying to fill this hour with candy for your ears.
Funniest sound I ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, baby. on, we'll be missing over you
in the kitchen. Woo!
Now, baby, I know that you are having fun, but tell that guy you're not the only one. Cause this kissing in the kitchen, girl, is driving me mad. If he call you back, it's gonna be too bad. A kissing in the kitchen, someone will be missing over you
in the kitchen.
Woo! Kissing in the kitchen.
Kissing in the kitchen.
Kissing in the kitchen,
kissing in the kitchen,
yes. You better stop or knock you down in the ground. I'll kick you round and you found to the round
in the kitchen.
The bread slice turned to toast.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she got a figure made to squeeze. The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she smiles, beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she makes grandpa feel like he's 21.
Started off with a hit from the Rivingtons, which they hinged their entire career on. It was such a popular song that the Trashmen tried to cover it, couldn't get the rights to cover it, kind of twisted it up a little bit and ended up with Surfin' Bird, and then eventually did end up covering the song, but not to the success that the Rivingtons had. It's such a powerful poppin' song, though. You have got to love it. After that, I flipped over Duke of Earl by Gene Chandler and discovered a lovely little track called Kissin' in the Kitchen that's on VJ, and finished everything off with Little Richard, The Girl Can't Help It on the Specialty label. That one was a really good example of the roots of Maximum R&B. It was covered by The Animals, it was covered by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. It was just that style that seeped its way into British music that turned Maximum R&B into British beat and eventually rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, the family girl sound.
Let me see the hand of everybody in love tonight, sir. Can I get a witness, pretty baby? Say yeah. Let me hear you say it again.
Oh, that's what I happens when the getting gets good. And I had a baby, can't work no more.
As they said off the top there, Joe Simon, track called Say That Your Love Is True. The track's actually called Say That Your Love Is True is in brackets. It's on the VJ label. It oddly came out on three different labels at the same time, the DAU label and GB Records. GB Records, this is the only record that they ever released. DAU was actually distributed by VJ. So VJ ended up taking it over from there, and because it was a bigger label at the time, it had the most strength with that label. Rockin' song made to sound like it was played live to very good effect, I think. After that, The Midnighters, Annie Had a Baby. Of course, that's Hank Ballard singing up front there, although he's not credited on the label. I've got that on the King label. It came out on Federal, and I'm a little unsure as to the legitimacy of this King label. Who cares? Great song. And bringing us home there, Ernie Cado, Real Man. It's on the Canadian London label. We'll be right back.
heartstring twang. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby. You do it to me, baby, you do it all the time. You do it to me, baby, you do it all the time. You make my heart so happy. You make my heart so gay. There is nothing like this feeling that makes us love us way. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby. Oh, what a feeling, baby, baby, my heart.
The room starts to move around me. I just can't take too much. It's crazy when you're around me. You better keep back, baby, please don't touch.
Not a band to rehash old licks, but that song by the Guess Who, Baby Feelin' is the name of the track, really kind of duplicates the guitar and piano sound of Shakin' All Over. I mean, I don't mind because it's a really great standalone track, and it is the flip side of Believe Me, so that record is a double-sider as far as I'm concerned. I've got that on quality. Also on quality, the Turtles. Before that, I'm forming a bit of an affection for the Turtles. I don't know, I just keep coming across tracks by them. I know that this one charted somewhat. You Baby is the name of the track. It's not Eleanor, it's not Happy Together, but it did do fairly well for them. A very solid, well-produced garage track, no question. Started everything off with a little bit of surf guitar, as we like to do every once in a while, makes us feel a little bit summery. You know what I'm talking about? Starting to warm up, dreaming about summertime, and driving around in a doom buggy. Name of that track, that's by the Surfaris on Decca.
For me, it's got to be a whole new scene. Everybody just seems to be crowding me. I got to make a break. That's it, brother. Break out of the whole sick scene. Be on my own. Yeah, no hang-ups. Free. Like breakaway. That's how I'm gonna do it. That's what it's all about. Breakaway. Yeah.
Let me break away. from the book, you may not know how
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Another monster Northern Soul hit that I recently picked up. Both sides of that record have been huge plays on the Northern Soul scene from Wigan Casino onward. The Steve Carman Big Band, Lay Down the Music Bed. Part 2 of that track is an instrumental only, but Part 1, the track that I played, features Jimmy Radcliffe, who is a soul singer big in the Northern scene, famous there for his track Long After Tonight Is All Over. The track I played is called Breakaway. From the driving beat to the lyrics about getting out of humdrum rat race life, it is just perfect, perfect for the north of England, especially in the 70s. That's on United Artists. I followed that with Bobby Rush, a track called Much Too Much on Checker. And after that, Bunny Sigler. It's funny because it's labeled A, Lovey Dovey, B, You're So Fine, but it's one song. So it's those two songs stuck together. It's on Parkway, and both of those tracks have insanely great flip sides, so you'll definitely be hearing those.
I'm feeling pretty good. What about you, babe?
What about you?
Just like I said, what about you?
What about you?
Let the good times roll. Let your hair down and show your soul. Cause I'm feeling pretty mellow, baby. What about you?
What about you?
I wanna know. Wanna slide across the floor. What about you, babe?
What about you?
It's getting like they know. Ooh, what about you?
What
baby?
About you?
No matter what you do or say, yeah. Soul's got the right of way. And I'm feeling pretty good right now. What about you? I wanna know. Stop and realize. Soul can be measured by size. If you've got it, come on and show it.
Show it.
And if you don't feel it, please don't fake it.
Fake it.
Because it's real.
It's real.
Because it's real.
It's real.
Because it's real with me. What about you?
What about you?
I wanna know right now.
What about you? What about you? What about you? What about you?
Going underground on the second and fourth Friday of every month. The party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close. Mud Marnie spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
You keep on telling me to wait, yeah. You don't know how it makes me feel. It was wait that broke the bridge, baby. Oh yeah, it was made of iron and steel.
Just keeping this soul train moving. At the top there played Billy Preston, a track he recorded at Apple Studios when he was playing organ on the Beatles' Let It Be album. He played on their last three albums, came in the middle of the White Album sessions. George Harrison was a huge fan and approached him in the States and asked him if he would come and work on their records with them. You can see him in the Let It Be documentary, and he even continued on playing on All Things Must Pass and a couple of other George Harrison projects, but he recorded his own stuff for Apple produced by George Harrison, and that track, What About You, is soul gold. Hand clapping, organ, soulful, fantastic. Followed that up by flipping over I Got the Fever by The Prophets on Smash, a track called Soul Control, and finished everything off with Roscoe Robinson, How Much Pressure Do You Think I Can Stand? That's on Wand.
So I she won't set me free. She wants to hold me. She's gonna make me blow my mind if I don't get away, my doctor told me. I'm walking around talking to myself, I don't know where I'm at half the time. I look at a picture, I see her face, I think of what she is, and I start crying. Gaslight, that ought to be her name, cause she's in the body's brain. Gaslight, you can turn her on to the level you desire. Gaslight, she lights you up and set you afire. I need her. She knows what she's got on me, and she knows that I can't bring myself to leave her. I'm walking around talking to myself, I don't know where I'm at half the time. I look at her picture, I see her face, I think of what she is, and I start crying.
We started off by flipping over Jenny Take a Ride by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, a track called Baby Jane, Momo Jane. I have that on Stateside, the UK label, and followed that with Only Love Can Save You Now, a band called The Mauds, M-A-U-D-S, on the Mercury label, and finished everything off with a screaming psych garage track from Ontario, a band called Ugly Ducklings, track called Gaslight on the Yorkville label. We'll be right back.
palpitations. I got hallucinations. But I got to tell you that I couldn't sleep at all last night. I got to thinking of you. Oh, baby, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. Oh, tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor. I turned my pillow upside down. I never felt like this before. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. Oh, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, switched on the light, pulled up the sheets, went down to the kitchen for a bite. Jumped into bed, turned off the light, pulled down the sheet, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. I couldn't get you off of my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, oh, tossing and turn all night. Tossing and turning, turning and tossing. We'll toss and turn all night. Tossing and turning, turning and tossing. We'll toss and turn all night.
Two totally different sides of the same record. I gotta admit, this one is the crown jewel in today's show. That's the Dave Devaney 4. The first track is called The Jupe, and it's... You know what? Let me read from Funky 16 Corners' blogspot on this particular record. He says, Dave Devaney was an early to mid-60s swinging London cat who laid down a series of heaters with groups The D-Men and the Dave Devaney 4. 1965's The Jupe, which is a track I played, was, as far as I have been able to ascertain, his sole US 45 release. And it is killer. Gotta agree with you there. Devaney's sound was really interesting in that it came from a jazz background, but obviously had a feel for R&B / soul organ. He composed and performed the original Top of the Pops theme. Devaney was using the combination of stops on the organ that a given player uses to create or modify his sound, and that were a lot closer to non-R&B contemporary, like Walter Wanderley, for instance, a bossa nova organist, than they were to the greasier sound of someone like Hank Marr, Bill Doggett, or even the UK players that emulated them, like Georgie Fame or Art Woods era John Lord or Alan Price. One wonders if the fact that Devaney began his career as an accordionist had anything to do with that. He manages to take that jazzier sound into new places by virtue of his own style and his backing band. Whoever the guitarist is, he's doing a fine job. In fact, he does bring things to a decidedly grittier level in the middle of The Jupe with the solo. It's wild. Either way, the Dave Devaney 4 swing like the 60s, and it's not hard to imagine a smoky club full of sharply dressed mods shaking it to Devaney and his combo. Totally agree. And then I flipped that over, Tossin' and Turnin', a track that I love the Guess Who's version of that. There are a lot of covers of that different mod DJs seek out. I gotta say, that's at the top of the list for me. That was a really amazing version. He's got a great voice. What happened to this guy? Top sounds from a top organ player and musician. I'm so stoked that I have that now. I've used up the hour. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you're here next week. I'm gonna keep it going. If you're counting, yes, we are on our fifth year. It is anniversary time, but I'm waiting for something to come in the mail. When it does, we'll do the 5-year anniversary show. We'll do a special show. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Psst. Hey, if you guys have downloaded the show, you're going to get an extra track. This is special because I ran out of time on air, but when it comes to a podcast, I can go for as long as I want to, really. It seems I've been doing this a little bit more often recently. Anyways, the track I have for you is a bit of a novelty track, but it actually got some Northern Soul play. No, it's not Joe 90 theme, but it is a theme. It's the theme to Hawaii Five-O with vocals over top of it by Sammy Davis Jr. What? That's insane. It is kind of insane, and it's kind of hilarious, but also kind of awesome. So I'm going to leave you with this one, and I hope you enjoy it. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea, I will think of something to do. I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll find you. You can count on me. And don't you let them get you against the wall, 'cause I'll be there to catch you, and I won't let you fall. Call me if they hit you below, call me when there's nowhere to go, and I'll be there. You can count on me. And if they all desert you and you start to bend,